Good morning, good morning. You know, every week I start the show singing because it's Sunday morning, it's early. I'm trying to inject a little, but I'm going to have to rethink this. I am. Welcome to Backspin Golf. Once again, a lot going on. But, as always... I can't help but sing his name, Mr. Cleveland Golf, Srixon Golf, Zexioga. You don't have to show it to me. I know what it is. Just because you're wearing another of the incredible, stylish things from Cleveland Golf, Srixon Golf, Zexioga, just because you're wearing one of those, you don't have to show it to me written on your sleeve. I know those three brands pretty well.
You do know them very well.
Perry French. Hi, Perry.
Good morning, Matthew.
Right, this now, you have a big smile on you. Mm-hmm. You're always a happy guy on the show. When we talk after the show, sometimes you're not so happy.
Yeah.
Okay. You're very happy this morning because you brought with you four absolute works of art disguised as Cleveland wedges.
I don't think there's a disguise. I think
they're right
showing
out there
themselves.
Look at that.
Yeah.
And this, okay, I just want to talk about these wedges.
Okay.
And wedge play and what is the
fun
big
stuff.
Deal about. And as we all know, for a long time, Cleveland wedges have been the wedge.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What? Why?
1979.
I can't stop looking at them.
Yeah.
I can't stop. We have four different wedges here.
Mm-hmm. Four different wedges.
All right. Go. Yeah, go.
Okay, go. So thank you for that intro. The fun stuff is it's the fall. A lot of companies are introducing new product. We're real fortunate at Cleveland Golf to be in the rotation where this fall we're introducing the new performance tour wedge called RTX4. RTX4 Rotex is the face technology that we use. That's where the RTX comes from.
Okay.
And then this is the fourth generation of that. So it is, to your point, a work of art, but a technological design that has been accumulation of what is four generations of the RTX design team family. We started, though, much differently in this wedge than we did with other ones. Yes, we use tour players and we test with regular players to get their feedback.
Right. But explain that a little bit, going back, what the normal way would be.
Yeah, so anytime a product is prototyped and put to market and with the technology and, of course, within the regulations of USGA rules.
Not just wedges.
This is all products. We go through a testing process where we introduce it to a group of players based on the product's design and who the player profiles are. So this is a tour wedge design product. So we're going to start with the tour player and get those guys to come in to California to come see, to come do some testing with us to get their feedback.
I'm still waiting for my invite.
That's right. Well, you'll have to go in the player testing pool and we'll get you out there.
Oh.
Okay. And so the whole point being is they come in and start adding their two cents, if you will.
Right.
Part of that is that they're tour players. We want to know we want this to be in their bag when they're out there trying to make their millions. And we want to be able to say the validation is these guys on tour are using this. This is why they use it. So should you.
Right.
So we took that mindset and really, really took it all the way through and stayed primarily in the tour department.
Right.
We didn't drift down too much into the aspiring player. Yeah.
Right.
We wanted their feedback because three things that typically happen on tour every week. When the players come in and they're wanting to tweak their equipment, the wedges either are getting replaced because the grooves are wearing down and they're not getting as much spin.
Right.
That's a normal wear and tear thing that people who play golf a lot should be very much in their mix of what they're doing and why their wedge game is what it is to keep it in tune. But on top of that, they also have the way the wedge sits to the ground and the amount of bounce that it has and how it plays to the way they want it to work through the turf and, again, where they're playing golf that particular week.
Right.
British Open being the Open Championship being a more extreme, firmer conditions than they play here in Kentucky. When they play the Barbersol, it was very soft and wet. They
played at Bellerive.
Bellerive.
A couple
so
weeks
there
ago.
Are some changes that. So each week the players go in and work with their tour staff and they take their wedge or they get some new wedges and they'll grind out the way they want the bottom of the soil to sit and to be working through that turf condition. Well, that's a lot of work, and there's a lot of inconsistencies in that because of the fact that you have a human hand and it's not the same. It's just a matter of feel, and they're very good.
Right.
So we took their philosophies and their desires and what they want to look in the way the wedge is shaped, the way the wedge feels, and of course, the way the wedge is ground. So there's four different grinds to the RTX4. Interestingly enough, it's RTX4 and there's four grinds.
Okay.
The main grinds are standard, which we call a mid. That's for most players. It's going to have a fair amount of bounce, about a 10 degrees on a 56-degree wedge. This is going to let the club slide and work through most conditions you're going to play. And most people take some divot, but not a ton of divot. And,
right.
And they don't. And some people don't take no divots. For those players, we have the low. For players who slide the club with very little divot, and they want more relief on the heel and the toe. And then we have the full. And that's for players who are a little bit more steep, create a little bit more angle of attack, and they need a little bit more mass to help slide through and create less digging.
Right.
Those are the three primary bounces. We've had this throughout the years, but these are much different. The camber is different. The way they're shaped, the leading edge is very much different. The heads are smaller. So we've really fine-tuned it to really meet what they're looking for from a visual when you put it in the playing position, and then, of course, more importantly, how it works through the playing shots.
Right.
The last piece of the puzzle is a really unique piece called X-Low. This is an extremely low bounce, three degrees
hence
measured.
Hence X-Low.
X-Low.
Yeah.
And it's also for an extremely short-sided, tight lie condition. That would be why players would use it, or for an extremely highly skilled player. Okay?
And you're the look on your face and your what you just did to me is totally unnecessary.
X-Low isn't
for everybody. I get I'm not that guy, okay?
X-Low isn't for everybody.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
If you'll notice, as you can see these, and we've taken
I have never seen a wedge
this
like
wedge
this.
Has basically, the heel is just removed from the club, the toe. It sits down, and if you lay it in front of you and put it in playing position, you could have the thing sit down and be about 80 degrees of dynamic loft. It's a 60 degree, but you can lay it open. It's 20 to 25 degrees of loft. So
almost
the extreme,
flat.
Exact, okay. Almost flat, and right. The leading edge is still close to the turf. Now mm-hmm. again, more so there. That's about 80 degrees, whereas
right.
90 degrees would be that. So it's a lot of fun. What we're seeing on tour is guys aren't having to get their wedges ground, so they can walk in each week. They can change the grinds or change the choice of wedge and just put their shaft in and go. Now speaking of shaft, most players on the tour use a similar shaft. Some
really?
Players out, yeah, most players out there don't have a wedge shaft that matches the irons in the bag. That's what's different.
That's pretty amazing
okay.
to me.
Most players don't have a wedge shaft that matches their iron shafts. You don't hit wedges 100% full most
right.
of the time, especially when we're talking the higher lofts.
Right.
A 50-52 or a 48 that's a gap wedge
closer
or matching your set
it.
Of irons, then you would more than likely have a matching to your iron.
Okay.
You're trying to create the maximum distance
right.
and distance control. We're using tour-issue Dynamic Gold S400, which is heavier than we've used in the past. Again, because we're trying to find a wedge that fit a lot of players. This is what the tour players will do. It makes the club heavier.
I was just going to say, this wedge, I have this 60-degree
right.
wedge. It's heavy.
excuse me. It's heavy in dynamic weight or dead weight.
Right.
But when you put a heavier weight shaft in a golf club, it lightens the golf club's dynamic swing motion feel.
Oh, okay.
So it's a little...
yeah, you get choked up when you talk about your new products.
D2 to D4 swing weight.
Right.
Okay. That's kind of the industry accepted. If it gets really heavy, it could go to D8 or E4, and that would be really, really heavy, and you wouldn't want that.
Right.
So we've done all the things to really tie into what the tour player is putting in play every week on tour. So the average player or the aspiring player or the tour wannabe player can put this wedge in their bag and play exactly what's out there on tour.
It's a really interesting philosophy because it's very different than the introduction of any new product for any company. What they are talking to you about, and we spoke about this, is if you're an average player, this will make you mm-hmm. the great... And what you're saying with these wedges, basically, is this is the best players, the elite players. This is the clubs that they're using. And We want you to aspire to use these wedges. And,
right.
And
players are looking for feedback and feel and performance.
Right.
And as your game improves and your skill improves, you want to have the equipment matching your skill levels and the type of shots you want to try to hit.
Right.
Thus, going into the X-low category and the low to match your skill set. It's not that you're – it doesn't mean that because you lose an X-low or a low that you're a bad wedge player or a good wedge player. It's the way you try to – you want to – particularly hit those shots
right.
when you're on the golf course. We always talk about, I get in the course and I have this certain shot, and I'm always like, oh, what am I going to do? Why do I don't know how to hit this shot.
Right.
Well, the goal is...
Again, you're looking at me.
I'm talking to you. So you want that to be the choice when you go to the bag. I've got a club for this shot.
Right.
That's what the tour players are fighting every week when they change courses and competing to win major championships and to win millions of dollars. That's what they're wanting to have.
We want the average player, the amateur player at whatever level, we want them to have that as mm-hmm. well. That's what we're saying.
No question. And it really is a unique piece of the puzzle. Other companies make tour wedges.
They're, yeah.
You know, Titleist puts the Vokey wedge out there. It's a tour wedge design.
Right.
Again, if you're not skilled enough, it's not going to be a very good wedge for you.
Yeah.
So we want to have the same type of impact with players who are trying to make their game as good as they can make it with
right.
whatever time and dedication they can put into it. And these tools will let you match up with your skill set. And that's the fun part of it as a rep and as a fitter, to work with players trying to help them get better.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of great options out there. So it's going to be fun.
Here's what I keep thinking about. Phil.
Yeah.
Now, we've all seen, I asked you, I know you saw it. And peeps, if you haven't seen it, go to YouTube. Phil Mickelson at Carnoustie,
mm-hmm.
we've all seen him hit that unbelievable flop shot that he takes a full swing and goes 10 feet.
Mm-hmm.
He stood in front of a guy, I don't know, 5 feet in front of
right,
him.
Right, right.
And was hitting flop shots over this guy's head from right. 5 feet in front of him. I bet you he doesn't play Cleveland wedges.
Nope.
I bet you he would give anything to be able to play this X-low
wedge. It would be cool to see him
try
to take. But he does have a wedge that's built.
Just like this.
Within these same kind of
right.
specifications.
Okay. Yeah, but this is much better.
Okay,
much
I'll
nicer.
Go with that.
All right.
Coming in September.
Okay.
To a golf shop near you. Man of War Golf will have yes. a great array. All the local pro shops will have this available for you to test out, try out, and purchase throughout
yeah.
I will
be
the launch
hitting
of the,
maybe before
yeah.
it gets over there. I'm just saying, if I knew somebody that, you know, I could.
Yeah, get a chance. We'll see if we can.
Now, I will just say, and you've played with me enough, although not recently,
mm-hmm.
which disturbs me greatly.
We need to make that happen. Yes, I am.
Our buddy, Justin Mullinex.
Yes.
At Kearney.
Mm-hmm.
We had a conversation about this. Justin and I are going to play together, and he said, let's get Perry.
All right.
So we will put that together, and I can show the two of you, maybe give you some tips while
yeah,
we're out
sure.
there.
Yeah, sure.
You've played with me enough to know. One of the problems with all my swings, frankly, but especially my wedges, whether I'm chipping, pitching from 100 yards, is my tendency to decelerate.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because I get the club back and I got too much club.
Trying to manage the distance.
Yeah, whatever it mm-hmm. is. Instead of just
yeah.
hitting the ball and wherever it goes. That wouldn't work, especially with these wedges.
Well, again, you're talking about a wedge, a swing thing that we all struggle with.
Right.
You know, you get in the middle of the swing and you decelerate because you think you've had too much club
yeah.
or you, whatever. Mm-hmm. It's just it's a crazy mind game.
Right.
So, but we to your point though, there in this lineup of testing out wedges, you may find a wedge that creates the type of through the turf action that
right.
really helps build your confidence. And
yes.
if that's the case, then you would not be maybe less tendencies to decelerate.
That's why I asked that question.
How the club's going to work through the turf.
All right, we got to wrap this up, but I just watched a video of bounce
yeah.
on wedges. We all know about bounce.
Right. This is.
I never knew. This is a great, it's an English pro.
Mm-hmm.
And his demonstration using a snow shovel
right.
as opposed to a flat shovel. Have
correct.
You seen it?
Sure.
Have you seen
yes.
this?
Mm-hmm.
the whole thing about, so
the camera,
I can,
the curved back of the snow shovel lets it slide.
Right.
The straight back lets it dig.
And that it's the same thing as a bounce on a wedge.
Correct.
And so what I learned through that is if I have the wrong bounce on my wedges, maybe my chipping and my pitching and my 100-yard shots aren't as bad
right.
as I think they That's are. Maybe right. I'm making a good swing and I have the wrong bounce on my wedge.
And in certain particular type shots, it can very right. much be an adverse effect to the result
right.
and the consistency of hitting it to, you know, to 10 feet or 15 feet
right.
instead of to 2 feet.
Right.
So it is. It's super important. We've talked about that. And,
yes.
And we'll go back and re-examine that.
Okay, that would be great. I feel much better about myself now. Maybe it's not all me. All right. Thank you, Perry French.
Thanks, Matt.